Michigan Network News, two-minute version, Saturday, August 14, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The church in the United States is failing in its effort to reach the lost afflicted with HIV/AIDS around the world. President of Compassion International, Wes Stafford, describes the situation this way.
This is without a doubt the worst pandemic to ever hit in the last century or so.
Stafford understands the need, and Compassion is tripling their investment.
We have been a part of the solution, working through churches to help really prevent this, since we understand so much of it as a behavioral thing. But it has really grown, and it's starting to affect many of our children, especially across Africa and Asia and some spots in Latin America.
The money is going to help the local church make a difference in these lives.
We try to maintain a low profile, so that church gets the credibility and that community recognizes that little body of believers are the ones who are salt and light in our community.
Many of the hopeless are turning to Christ. And two languages in Nepal and Northern India will soon have easy-to-read Bible translations available to them. World Bible Translation Center's David Stringham says they've been working on the Nepali and Oriya projects for some time. Stringham says these translations will do a lot to help in evangelism.
The idea of being able to have the scriptures in a language where the average person on the street can pick it up and read it and understand God's word themselves is really a very powerful mission tool, that it allows the text to work its way into areas that sometimes missionaries cannot.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter featuring stories on Iraqi outreach or ministry at the Olympics, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on the newsletter icon, fill out the information, and we'll send it to you free of charge. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.